Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home and at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. Now for our special guest.
Hey everybody, it's Brad Ziffer. And you probably know me through Voices.com or another social media site, or maybe we've met in person. You guys are awesome. You guys are great. So today I'm going to share a tip, a little trick. You probably know of it. It's called the proximity effect. What is that? Well, I'll tell you. The closer you are to your mic, the bigger, the warmer, the boomier, the more intimate you're going to sound. And if you really want to sound intimate and really get those details in your voice to come through, you get close to the mic. And if you have a headphone on, you can really hear the way your lips and your mouth and your tongue make sounds. And if you have a really sloppy mouth and if you're really wet and you have a lot of saliva, you're going to pick that up too. So that's unfortunate. But if you're further back, you're going to thin your voice out. You're going to sound more even. You're not going to sound real big and boomy, but there's going to be times for each. Now, keep this in mind, too. I'm on a condenser mic, so this requires phantom power. A dynamic microphone won't require it, but I feel a condenser mic really helps to bring out the detail in a voice. So I prefer that. An SM7B from Shure, that's a dynamic. Doesn't require any kind of special phantom power. But to me, it's a little duller, maybe not as clear. The clarity is lacking a little bit. I use a Manly cardioid reference. I use a Neumann U87. I have a Sennheiser 416. All of those require phantom power. They're more sensitive, a little more detail to them. But, you know, everybody's got their own preferences. So here's a Benadryl commercial. Now, it's a little more energetic, so I'm going to be a little further back. You know, 6-7 inches back, I have a pop filter to control those plosives. So here we go. Better allergy relief is right under your nose. Clinical studies proved what allergy sufferers have known all along. Benadryl is 54% more effective than the leading allergy prescription. More effective at relieving even your worst allergy symptoms like runny noses. If you're looking for better allergy relief, it's as easy as a walk in the park. Benadryl. Okay, so I was a little further back for that. Again, no need to play with your gain on your preamp. No need to play with your preamp at all, really. Now, here's something a little closer. I'm on edgestudio.com, by the way. They have a great script library. If you want to practice voiceovers, or if you're making a demo, feel free to reference their library. Just make an account on edgestudio.com. Edge Studio is a great teaching facility. They record there as well. Get to know them. Good stuff. All right, here's beauty.com. So now, okay, I'm going to get a little closer. This is probably like a warmer, more intimate sound. Maybe. You have to ask the client what they are looking for. You know, here we go. I'm going to get really close now. I'm about maybe like an inch from the mic here. You can look all around the world. You can search department stores and boutiques. You can try to see the top experts if you've got lots of time and money. Or you can fill all your beauty needs online. Beauty.com. The world of beauty online. Okay, so you can really zoom in and hear yourself. I like to wear headphones. Maybe other people don't. I kind of like to hear myself. There could be pros and cons to that, but I kind of like to get a sense of what I'm doing a little bit clearer. So when you're closer to the mic, you can really zoom in and detail the way you're forming words and the way you're shaping sounds. But proximity effect, it's a great little thing to keep in mind. Just use that space around your mic. Utilize it when you're doing anything, any kind of narration. Now, this is really helpful when you have a poorly treated room, because the closer you are to your microphone, you may not pick up all that noise. If you had a really, really nicely treated space, you could move far back and just crank the gain on your preamp, and you'll really hear the detail in your voice. But using that proximity effect is helpful because, again, if you have a poorly treated space, you can get close to the mic, really hear yourself, give that warmth, that richness. So play with this. Try it out with your own mic and see what happens. So thank you for listening, everybody. Again, this is Brad Ziffer with VoiceOver Experts, and there's plenty more where this came from. Take this tip with you to the microphone, to the studio. Let it help you advance your career in voiceover. I often team up with guys like J. Michael Collins, David Kaplan. Recently, we're in collaboration with Edge Studio. So check out Edge Studio. That's edgestudio.com. Continue to make your way on voices.com. Great opportunities to be had there. And I look forward to talking to everybody soon. Thanks again, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about the special guest featured in this voices.com podcast, visit the VoiceOver Experts show notes at podcasts.voices.com/voiceoverexperts. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To start your voiceover career online, go to voices.com and register for a Voice Talent membership today. This has been a Voices.com production.